Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in and listening for The Truth Is, starring myself, Charity Wong, and Keithlyn Michael. Are you there?
Greetings. Hi, everyone.
I know it's raining outside, but it's still a good day to talk about the truth.
Amen.
Today's topic will be about getting in tune with your entrepreneur spirit.
Yes.
And I want to first start off by saying we started this show because we were tired of the media, the news, the radio, Facebook, any outlet that is being used to portray black people in a negative way. I mean, we have to start taking more control of how we are represented, you know, through whatever avenue that we're represented. We can't depend on anyone else to tell our own stories. Now we have to do it for ourselves. So I took the initiative and my friend Lady to start this show. So because we are tired of telling people telling our stories, so now our stories will be told by us instead of for us.
Absolutely. And just to add on to that, like Charity said, the media, they're in control of how people see everyone, how people see the world. So today we have the opportunity to be our own media, everybody, each and every one of us, from our own personal Twitter accounts to Instagram to Facebook. This is our way of promoting whatever we choose to promote about ourselves or our lives. So we are definitely taking advantage of the opportunity to be our own media through The Truth Is, Blog Talk Radio, Girly Girl Radio.
That's right. And I know we're not alone out there. You know, we're tired of people just showing one side to us. There are many sides, positive sides to us. There are people who are law-abiding citizens, hardworking people, people who have their own businesses, people who are taking care of their children, you know, paying their taxes, buying houses. You know, it's graduating college, you know, high school. It's so many positive things that they could be, but they're choosing not to. So that's what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
So feel free to call in or go on our Facebook page and comment, you know, if you like.
So today we're not going to accept any callers. We, you know, this is our first episode, and we just kind of want to get the flow of it, and we're just appreciating all who have tuned in. But we will be on Facebook on each of our pages and The Truth Is page right now. If you have any questions or you want to add anything to what we're discussing, we welcome the feedback as well. So The Truth Is our Facebook page, and we're on right now, so don't hesitate to send any messages.
Okay, so I'm going to start off by saying this is in no way to discourage anyone or put anyone down. We just want to encourage you to not just cold-heartedly drop your job, but to come up with some type of plan to ease yourself away from your job by starting your own business. And we're going to get give you advice on how we think you should do so through both of our personal experiences.
Right. So, you know, one of the reasons that we wanted this to be our first show, because we want to motivate people, we want to encourage people, and what other way than to talk about being an entrepreneur. And a lot of times, like me and Charity were discussing a couple of days ago, that the word entrepreneur has a negative connotation at times, right?
Definitely.
People hear entrepreneur, and what do they think?
They think, well, every time I say it, it's like, oh, she's lazy, she doesn't have a job, she doesn't want to work. But that's definitely not the case. I mean, no, I don't want to work for someone. I just want to work for myself. The time that I'm going to be putting in an 8-hour, 10, some people even 12 hours a day, maybe even longer, if I put even half of that time in my own business, I could be much more successful.
And I think that this word entrepreneur have a negative connotation among people. And secondly, entrepreneurship in general, it's innately in us as people of African descent, in my personal opinion. I feel like historically We have been people who have created our own goods and services, and we sold those things back to our country of origin. And people, typically, when you see people who come to this country from Africa or even other places, but from Africa specifically, they usually involve themselves in some sort of work for themselves. They don't necessarily just go get a job somewhere else.
Yes, that's correct. Just like before slavery, because, of course, you know, like even when I was in school doing Black History Month, the only thing that I was taught in school or even heard about was that, you know, my ancestors were slaves. But, you know, they existed way before slavery. They were business owners. They were kings and queens. I mean, in their own land, they were provided everything for themselves. They never had any business going on with any outside. It was like the outside countries wanted to do business with them because they were self-sufficient. And even still now it's like that.
Right. Absolutely.
So I think, like, since slavery, now it's like our people have gotten too comfortable with, you know, working for the white man because, of course, when slavery happened, they were abducted, taken from their country, their own land, and forced to work practically for nothing, crumbs, you know. And it's like now a lot of people have been conditioned to think, well, you know, slavery is over. And though we have come a long way, slavery is still pretty much still in existence, especially if you're still working, you know, for the white man and you're just getting just enough to get by. I mean, if you compare if you compare your check, if a black person compare their check to any other white person's check, they'll see that they're still getting slave wages. They're only being able to provide just the bare minimum. They're not able to do like the white man is doing. He's excelling. He's able to travel, take his whole family. He's able to own more than one house in more than one state, even a boat. You know, he's able to provide a whole, you know, plethora of things. But us, we have to have at least one or two or three jobs just to survive, just to be able to keep our lights on and, you know, pay our bills and, you know, keep clothes on our children's backs.
Well, I'm going to not necessarily disagree with completely everything you said, but I'm going to remove it from just one person to really a more of a system and an institution. It's a system and an institution that has been developed that has us where they want us to be. I'm going to say that. But I feel like the corporations and the companies, the Johnson & Johnsons, the Exxons, the Honey Bunches of Oats, like the General Mills, I mean, all these companies, people have invested their lives literally in these companies. And what happens after 20, 30 years of service? You get a pension, a check, a monthly stipend that does not even, usually can't cover your expenses. And it sure can't cover
not even half.
Travel and leisure, which is what most people say. I want to wait till I retire. Everybody puts off everything. Like, oh, I'm going to try travel when I retire. When you retire, you no longer have the income to do some of the things that you would have done you should have done when you were younger. But, you know, the thing is, what are we going to do for ourselves? We know when we see what our parents and generations have done for other companies, but it's like, what's the purpose of that, investing all that time and energy at the end of your life to then live meagerly for the rest of your life? When the people who own these companies, guess what? Their generations and generations are wealthy. So this is why it comes back to us. What are we doing for ourselves to move ourselves to the
next
level?
What are we
going to do? And to me, it feels like we're afraid. That's why we're asking, are you afraid of your entrepreneur spirit?
We are wanting to encourage you to get in tune, back in tune with that spirit, because it's always been there. But we've been trying to dumb it down, quiet it down, just to maybe because of our fears. Well, you know, if I quit my job, you know, well, how would I be able to afford my bills? Well, don't just quit your job one day and then that's it. No, what you can do is, and I know people like to say, well, it takes a lot of money to start a business. You don't have to start a business outside of your home. Start in your home. Like if you got a grandma's recipe who no one else knows it, it doesn't take nothing but $10 or $15 to bake a cake. You might have to give away the first few or, you know, it's people who are out here looking for birthday cakes, throwing birthday parties all the time. It's not that hard. It's not rocket science. Most of the time, people have natural talents, natural abilities that they had before they even went to school. It's just something that God has given you. So you can use that while you at work. You use your work atmosphere as a way to pass out your cards and get you some, you know, business or customers. And, you know, and after 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, you see that your business is building and, you know, you're building up your clientele, then you're able to leave your job.
Absolutely. It definitely starts with a plan. This is in no means, as Charity said, to get you today to say, hey, I'm out of here. But it's definitely to plant the seed and to see things in a different perspective. And it is the norm. Like, we have, you know, we have been fed the fact that our job or our goal in life is to go to school, get educated, and get a job working for someone else. That's the storyline that we have all been told. And especially
so really, you being a professional slave.
Right. Coming.
That's what that is. I mean, you're going to be their professional slave.
Right. And they trained
you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
To do and focus. No, it's absolutely true. But it's like, this is. I mean, and it's a reason that we were fed this story is because education has always, and I think it should continue to be one of the most important goals in the most of our lives to get some kind of knowledge and to grow. But that was our means of getting out of our circumstances, you know, at that time. But now we have so many other avenues, and going to college may not be something that everybody chooses or wants to do, but everybody has an idea. We've all sat down and thought of something, but what is the difference between you and that person who decides to call 1-800-PATENT and that person who decides to follow through? So it's like, what is it between you and them? What are the differences? And that's what we need to look at. Why am I not being the go-getter that I know I can be?
And I'm going to speak upon some differences that I see, you know, every day. You know, people want to say, oh, well, I'm poor or I don't have enough money to afford this and this can't fit in my budget. But you know what? It only takes just a shift in you prioritizing where you're spending your money. Now, I have nothing against people who buy hair weave or smoke cigarettes or whatever little habits. That's not even really a necessity. You know, it's just something that you like to do, but you don't have to do it. You spending $400 and $500 a week or every 2 weeks, I don't know how it goes, you know, every single month on weave and getting your hair done and on cigarettes or whatever you spending your money on. I don't know, but you know, you sit down and you make a list of, you know, what you know isn't a necessity, what is a necessity and what isn't. And you can invest that money in your own business. Heck, you can invest that money in your children. Because some of these children these days, they're coming up with patents and inventing ideas. Invest in your children if you don't have an idea.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
That goes back to that delayed gratification you were talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. We struggle with that. You know, everybody wants the here and the now. And that's the reason people can't save, because they're not able to see beyond the here. So
right.
You can't save $5 or $10 or $20 a paycheck or, you know, the bare minimum, then how do you ever reach a goal? You know, it requires discipline. Delaying gratification requires discipline, and sometimes we don't have that discipline. But it's not like it's not in us. We could be disciplined.
Definitely. Self-discipline is the best. And let me tell you something. You know, I hear all the time, well, the white man is keeping me down. And yes, they are doing their part, but we're helping them out, and we don't have to have our part into it. No matter what a person can do, what a person does to put you down or try to keep you down, if you helping them, then, I mean, how can you complain about them? You know, what you can do is do things no matter what. You can strive harder. Make different choices. You don't have to buy into their systematic slavery. You don't have to keep supporting them and making them rich. You can keep buying into your own community. Like we were speaking about this the other day, every community that black people are calling their community, they don't even own anything in the community. They don't own the house. The white man owns the house you're living in. You're renting from him. You're keeping his pockets big. You're making him richer. You're making his children's children, who's not even born yet, rich. You're buying cars from him. You're getting a loan from his bank. You know, you're spending
all of your money outside.
Really
sad. Yeah, when you look at it, that our communities are not, a lot of things in our communities, they don't belong to us. You know, nothing. You know,
nothing.
No stores, you know, no buildings, no banks. We don't own CVS's and Walgreens. And it's, you know, we have to change that. That's up to us to change it. But before we go on to that, we do have someone who could talk a little bit about discipline and kind of starting their own business, a friend of ours, Donald Miller. He represents his own clothing line, Rock Paper Denim. And we asked him to join us today. I'm going to bring him in.
Awesome. Hi.
Hello. I'm good.
How you doing? Welcome to The Truth Is.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So we say entrepreneur spirit, and we know that you're somebody who took hold of that spirit, who acknowledged it really, and decided to go somewhere with it. So we just wanted you to talk a little bit about, and maybe just, you know, motivate some people, encourage some people of, you know, what it's like to really step out on faith.
Yes. Tell us the steps that you took.
The steps that I took, well, my background is accounting. I'm a certified public accountant. And back in 2008, I was laid off from my job. And when I was laid off, it was always in me just to be an entrepreneur, just to be a go-getter and always try to start something or do something. But when I was laid off from my job, it took me back to one of my first loves, which was, you know, selling T-shirts and selling clothes. So just what was going on in the environment and some of the things similar to what y'all were talking about on the call, you know, before I got on, was just, I just seen, I guess, for lack of a better word, I describe it as an identity crisis. And
You put some fire under your
book. My favorite denim was, you know what I mean, my avenue to try to help, you know, resolve the identity crisis, just using apparel to kind of help show people a different alternative or a different perspective to achieving progress. So, you know, I use the mission of Rock Paper Denim is to inspire people with a message of hope that's expressed through style and story. And, you know, through that whole process, you know, it hasn't really just all been about style and fashion and clothes, but, you know what I mean, some of the lessons and the values that I've learned along the way that helped develop me, you know what I mean? Just, you know, sacrifice, the discipline, you know, that's more what's required along the journey than it is about having a business. I think, you know, when you make the decision to, you know, embark on this type of journey, because that's what it is, you start to learn more stuff about yourself, you know what I mean? And you start
definitely
areas where you are weak and, you know, areas where you are strong. And, you know, the whole purpose of life is to develop and to be strong and to grow. So through business, you know, I've kind of developed personally and professionally. And, you know, like I said, I use the brand to try, it helps me understand who I am. So in turn, I try to word things a certain way to help somebody else understand who they are and what they have to offer.
Like,
and, you know, that's really been, you know, my story, you know, just kind of, you know, sacrificing and having a clear understanding and being committed to it, because that's what it takes when it gets hard. You know, it's the commitment that keeps you engaged, you know what I mean, because it's way easier to quit than it is to keep going, you know, when things get discouraging, and they will. But, you know, you find out how much resolve you have and, you know what I mean, how free you want to be, you know what I mean? Because it's you're not free in a sense of your time, because, you know, a lot of people think, like you said earlier, when you work for yourself, they think that you're lazy, but in all actuality, I probably work harder than anybody who has a job, you know what I mean, who knows that something is coming at the end of the week, you know, where you have
exactly
to go out and,
you're not
going to
always get
and
paid.
You can't stop until you find it, you know what I mean? That's just is what's required. So, you know what I mean? Kind of, you know, learning all these things and just putting one foot in front of the other has really been my story. And I'm learning as I go. And, you know, I try to take these lessons and share them just to, you know, help further the cause, because it's true. We do need more ownership. We do need people more in tune with their purposes. I mean, ultimately, I think that's what makes the world, what would make it better, you know what I mean? People just spending their time on their natural innate gift, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And giving the world that, as opposed to, you know, trying to be what the culture dictates, or, you know what I mean, what you're surrounded say you should be. So you know, really trusting in yourself and trusting in, you know, your intuition, what you hear. And,
exactly.
And, you know, and really just stepping out on faith and one foot in front of the other. And you'll learn that it's there. I mean, you'll learn that we do have a invisible source that we can rely on, because, you know, things happen as you put that energy out there. And in one way or another, it comes back, and you learn to trust it. It's not as easy initially, you know, especially me being an accountant. People are like, what you doing? You know, go back to school, go get a job. You don't have to try to sell clothes, but, you know, with something still pulling on the inside,
right.
And, you know, the further I trusted, the more I started to evolve and develop. And, you know, I still have my days, you know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that, you know, I stopped trusting. You know, it's just, it's part of the process.
Yes, thank you, Don.
As an employee, you have
that. That's a great message.
So
I think
that should
definitely
be an adherent. Definitely.
Well,
oh, we
no,
greatly
yeah,
appreciate.
This is a great platform. No, thank you, thank you. I mean, definitely in tune with, you know, and connect with anybody who's considering or in the process of, you know what I mean, taking this walk. Because, like I said, ultimately, I think it's how we make things better. So I think this is a great platform with, you know, where people can share, exchange, suggest, you know what I mean, vent, and, you know what I mean, try to move in the right direction. So I salute
y'all
for, you know, having this type
of
show.
We appreciate that. So, look, tell everyone,
we will have
where they can find you on your web page so they can order, you know, T-shirt or whatever it is that you're selling. Let them know where they can find you.
Yeah, our website is rockpaperdenim.com, and it's some stuff up there. It's not as much stuff that I would like to be up there, but we're in the process of adding more product. And our social media taglines are at IAMRPD, at rockpaperdenim, at rockpaperdenim on Twitter. And this Friday, we will be featured in our first debut, like our debut boxing match. We're designing the trunks and the rope for the main event.
Oh, wow.
Ray,
awesome.
Eric, Outlaw Hunter, and he's fighting in Palm Springs, California this Friday, and it'll be live on Fox Sports. And Rock Paper Denim is responsible for, you know, what he's ran in the ring. So, we, you know, we're real excited about that. And
well, you definitely have our support. We'll be tuning in.
Definitely. And we will
thank
also
you, thank you. I appreciate
post
that.
A few things on our website, The Truth Is, with Rock Paper Denim today, so you can see. I got a couple looks, too, so I'll post my little pictures, hashtag, so y'all can see how cute you can be in your Rock Paper Denim. Thank
no
you, Don.
No doubt.
Appreciate it. Okay, take care.
All right.
All
thank
right.
you for
okay,
calling
I'll talk
in.
To you all soon. All
bye-bye.
Right, no problem.
Okay,
bye-bye.
So there you have it, people. I mean, circumstances. He had to start his own business. Well, like he said, it was always in him, but the circumstances kind of put a little fire under his.
Exactly.
They're going with the job market.
I think we're having some technical difficulties. I can't really hear you.
You can?
Okay. Now I can, sorry.
Can you hear me? Okay. So I know of people who have bachelor degrees, master degrees, and I passed by them working at Walmart, Walgreens. So with the economy going the way it is, they're going to need people who want to start their own business. And if that's what's in your spirit anyway, why not? You don't have to be laid off or fired. You can do it without all of those circumstances. You can use your job as a platform to use that money to invest in yourself. And then once you've been in business for a while, you can quit.
And like Don said, and I think that's something very important to pay attention to, and those of us who are, you know, connected, we know about spirits and energies, and we know about casting stones into the atmosphere, and kind of what energies you put out, you do receive back. So we're ignoring this entrepreneur spirit. That's what we're saying. That's what we're telling you today, that we feel like people are not in tune because they have been taught not to. So the thing is, there's always a way to create a service or a good. Selling services, I think, are a little bit easier, and that's only because by trade I'm a therapist, so I do have something that I could sell to someone else. So I don't need a job to give me a space to really do that, because that's all they're doing, giving me a space. I'm the person that brings back patient after patient each week who decides to continue with that service. So figure out a way, what is that service that you have? And maybe it's an innate skill, that just a talent that you were given. It may not be something like Charity said that you went to school to learn, but what is that for you? Like, I think we really have to think about that. And like Don said, entrepreneur makes it better for everybody else. It's not just you're creating something just for you and your family. By us continuing to build as a people, you know, it encourages other people. Hey, she quit her job and did her own company. Oh, that's something that I probably could do. So I think that's
definitely
what we're trying to guide you guys to think about, the individual goal of your own personal life. And no, everybody's not struggling. Everybody's not poor. Every black person is not impoverished. But, you know, are we at higher numbers than others? Yes. Do we have talents and skills that we don't use and that we often abuse? Yes. So this is our testimony to people that we all have something in us, and we have to figure out how do we get that out and make that something that we can not only make a living off for ourselves, but for future generations.
But definitely, of course, not everyone is going to, you know, be an entrepreneur. And like all too often, I talk to people who, some people do enjoy their jobs. Some people are doing what they love, but more often than not, people are doing just what they can just to pay their bills, just to get by. They're having anxiety while they're at work. They're dreading going to Monday. They're looking forward to getting off on Friday, when if you had your own business, you wouldn't have to have all these problems. You would be able to control what time you open, what time you close, what time you take a vacation. You don't have to put in a 2-week notice. You know, you'll be in control over your whole entire life. I mean, even with myself personally, when I was just a teenager, I probably was like 18 or 19, I was working at the Shoney's. That's where I was working at, Shoney's. And, okay, Shoney's was good till, especially for my age. I was a teenager, but it was just always something in me saying that I can do better, I am better, I can be better, you know. I can do this for myself, because I found myself being smarter than the person that I'm working for, thinking, you know, outside of the box. You know, even when I stand in the line at Walmart, people can't even do simple basic math when they're trying to give me change. And I'm just like, what's really going on here? You know, so if you I know I'm not alone in this feeling. I know it's other people who are sitting there, they're saying, who are sitting on their God-given talent that they can use to make money. And you're not going to be happy until you do. You're not going to be at peace until you do.
Right. Exactly. Somebody sent me, my cousin, actually Samantha, had sent me a text about that, and it says, a job you can quit, a dream you can give up on, but a calling will chase you forever. Okay?
Yeah, it will chase you. I mean, it's almost like it's the Holy Spirit's voice, you know, like the calling of a preacher. You know, even during slavery times, our people were inventing things, even though we couldn't afford to copyright them. We were inventing things just to make slavery easier, to make the hard labor that we were doing easier.
Mm-hmm.
And though the white man owned us, that means they owned our designs or our patents or our copyright. So they copyrighted using their money.
Right.
Because most of the things that are being used today were invented by black people.
Exactly. We have created a lot. And, you know, unfortunately, this show is coming to an end. It happened so quickly. We're so thankful for everybody to tune in. We're thinking about doing part two to this conversation, this topic. But please follow us on all of our social media. We're so happy to have started. Go ahead, take us out, Charity Boone.
Yes, please follow us on Facebook on thetruthis.com. Feel free to email us or dial the number on the site. Give us any ideas you would like for us to talk about on the show. And like every week, we're going to put a spotlight on, you know, someone who just started their own business or, you know, helped out in the school. Like a lady that was just putting, what were they, washing machines in schools, in what state that was?
That's in Missouri, a superintendent who got a food bank,
yes,
and washing machines in every
right
school.
So if you have anybody that you know of that we don't, please feel free to email us. And if you don't believe in yourself, just know that God believes in you. And we love y'all and appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You, guys. We really
Play
appreciate
the song.
It. It went off. They're not going to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
it knocks us off that quick.
Wait, hold on.